welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Brendan Curran. Father Brendan lives in Chicago and is a North American promoter of justice and peace and integrity of creation. Brendan's preaching is entitled, Called to be Last in a Me-First World.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee. But Jesus did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, the Son of Man is to be handed over to leaders, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise. But they did not understand the saying. They were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, what were you arguing about on the way? But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. Taking a child, he placed it in their midst. Putting his arms around the child, he said to them, whoever wishes to receive one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me. The gospel, the good news of the Lord. As Christians, we are called to be last in a me-first world. In Jesus' time, as in ours, people who are first were often people who had more of something, more money, more talent, more influential friends, more education, more charm. We could go on and on. Being first was often a sign of, and is a sign of power, and often a sign that you had dominated someone too often in order to get where you have risen to. Being first was also often accompanied with no small amount of smugness and arrogance. What is different about Jesus' teaching is that he said you don't need any of those things in order to be first in God's kingdom. In fact, in order to be first, you must be willing to be last, to be a servant. Jesus said, in order to be first, you don't need the greatest education or the most money or the fanciest friends or cars. What you do need is to be willing to see the needs of people around you and work to make their lives better. You do need to be willing to put other needs before your own. Being first is not most important. Being of service is. He told them to find the people with as little status as possible and make sure they are cared for. This was their gospel mission. He told his followers that even people of low status were beloved of God and needed compassion and justice. That is why he cured lepers and invited a tax collector and prostitute to serve in his mission. Even for the disciples in today's gospel, they struggled. They probably thought Jesus wasn't paying attention. But he heard every single word they said. He said to them, what were you arguing about on the road? He asked them. They hung their heads because they knew their guilt, their shame, and remained silent. Why were they arguing about who was greatest among them? Why was that so important? Why were they so passionate about it? Truth be told, that's what it's at the heart of many of our arguments as well. It's all about me, getting my way, getting what I want. And to think all this came after Jesus in that very gospel had just finished telling them the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise. Were they listening? And look how they responded. They spent the rest of the trip pushing and shoving to be first in line. And how often have we ourselves pushed and shoved people around with the same unkind words? How often have we pushed our way to the front of line to hear the latest gossip and rumors ourselves in order to put others down? Jesus says firmly in today's gospel that when we welcome the least of these, we are welcome the very presence of Christ himself that is found in each and every person we meet. But how too often do we fall short in our own share and efforts of getting ahead, to be first no matter what the cost? I cannot help in reading this gospel story of hearing and remembering the story of Juan, a longtime parishioner in a West Side Chicago parish. Very dedicated, he and his whole family, they lived some 20 years or more, and they weren't just attending Mass and just participating in the parish activities, but they were committed, serving as readers and lectors and communion ministers, you name it. They always were there, and Juan was surely part of that. But the struggles of Juan over the last months leave me puzzled to believe that Juan represented not only his own story, but so many of us. You see, Juan wanted to and had for periods of time, for the 20 years, had become the coordinator of a Mass. Actually, eventually the coordinator of all ministers at the most popular and most populous Mass of that church on Sundays. He took pride in this. His family sat one of the first few pews, and he was feeling successful in that. But eventually, the pastor encouraged him to consider rotating around to train others so that they might be able to experience his opportunities for leadership, and we could continue to share other leaders and leadership roles in the parish community. And he was considered one that the pastor could trust. Well, Juan, after being asked to share the role, a shared responsibility of being the coordinator of that popular Mass, suddenly got discouraged, crestfallen, and even angered and bitter. And over weeks and weeks, he got frustrated of putting up with, in his own way of smugness, of seeing that others had risen to the same position of being the coordinator of that popular Mass. Until eventually, some months later, he turned around and walked out the door and never came back to the parish. Now, it may seem to be a bit cold and a bit harsh, and we may feel, as we hear this, that Juan might seem to be one of those extremists or one of those parishioners that you had to put up with. Well, if we dig deeply, we probably would recognize and realize that Juan, in many ways, represents so many of us. Yes, it might seem a little bit extreme of him walking right out of the parish after so many years of dedication over something as flippantly or a matter so silly and arrogant as to insist on being always the coordinator of a Mass. What seemed obvious was that he was hurting, and his ministry, he sometimes felt, was unappreciated. But he actually was recognizing an example of himself falling into the traps of the disciples of Christ in the gospel. You see, it's tempting. We want to be great. But if we do so at the expense of making others out to be the least, we become the least in the eyes of God. This was a trap. The disciples knew better, and so do we. When Jesus called them on it, they felt guilty and ashamed. You see him talking and explaining to them and calling them out. Whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me, reminding them that when you welcome, or, in other words, when you shun others, you're actually shunning the face of Christ. Instead of pushing your way to the front of the line to be the greatest, Jesus said, the gospel mission calls you to serve and be a servant leader for others. Now Jesus, tired but not too tired to take little children in his arms and bless them, exhausted but not too exhausted to help and heal, to preach and teach, to serve those around him, dusty roads led to dirty feet. And on the night before his death, the disciples noticed that there wasn't anyone around to wash those feet. And they probably argued too at that same time on the evening of the Last Supper that this was truly a role given to the servants that Jesus took up and began to wash their feet and call them to wash the feet of others. These and so many other signs are filled with the gospel stories, and a reminder to each of us that this story that Jesus reminds them of, that in order to be the greatest among you, you must be among the least. You must be servants first. This actually was part of all of Jesus' message. And now we are invited to consider and to analyze deeply into our hearts. How often do we want to be called first, want to get the limelight, want to be first in line, but we are forgetful, ungrateful about how many ways we have been abundantly blessed in order to share that blessing and richness with others? The calling of Christ calls us to recognize that privilege and share that privilege as a gospel calling for each of us. A reminder that to be the greatest, you have to be the least. To be the first, you have to be the last. To be a leader, you have to be a servant. Paradoxes, we might say, in the eyes of the world, but not in the eyes of God. So who wants to be first? May God lead each and every one of us who want to be first in line to be of service in God's kingdom. Amen. Thank you.